And so that was Doug Vaughn covering the Central and South America news. We have Ibrahim Kazrouni, who covers the Middle Eastern news. And Joe Yuhas was in the studio covering the Eastern and Western European press. And we're going to end this evening's program. I've been your host, Jim Nelson, and we're going to the time is 7 o'clock. You've been tuned to Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. And now we're going to move on to Cabaret. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. Time for Cabaret.
Hello, and welcome to Cabaret on KGNU. My name is Andy, and I'll be your host on this week's Cabaret. Today in our studio, we have Denver-based band Chimney Choir, part folk music, part performance art. They're playing this Friday night at Syntax Physic Opera in Denver, and also they're all in the middle of an Indiegogo campaign to raise money for their new album. We'll talk about that and other things after they do their first set.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
Yep.
Tricky caught my eye. It was a mythical Arabic box. I had to pry open this rusted lock and
And when it broke in a cloud of smoke, I awoke in the petal of a rose, and a voice spoke, why do we move so fast? Everybody else I see is slipping side by side, living to scrape by, always in the past. Why do we move so fast? Everybody else I see is living side by side, living to scrape by. Was a play on a meaningless joke. I'm sorry. What did the feather to the mountain say? What a beautiful day to blow away. Blow away. Blow
we down at the marketplace.
You're listening to Cabaret on KGNU. Our guest this week is Chimney
Choir.
Choir, thank you.
Chimney Choir.
Listening to your recordings was great as I was getting ready for the show. Watching you guys live is a treat. I have to tell you that right off the bat.
Thank you.
Why don't we go around and introduce ourselves to the audience, and we'll get to know your names and what basic instruments you play, not the whole list, because we won't have time.
Yeah. Great. I'm David. I play the keyboards, some kind of synthy stuff as well, and guitar and banjo.
My name is Chris, and I play in this set fiddle and drums.
Hi, my name's Carl, and I'm playing percussion.
Hey, I'm Tom, and I play bass.
My name's Kevin, and I play mandolin and fiddle with computers.
Okay, so thank you all for being here. It's been a year and a half since you've been in our studio here at KGNU, and that long since the new album. What have you guys been doing? Because this sound is a little bit different than before. Can you tell me what's been going on?
It's been a completely different experience for us as a band since we were last here. We were touring a lot when we put out the last recording, Compass, and in the last year and a half, we have just been staying put. Staying around in Denver and in Colorado, and mainly engaging with collaborations and kind of experimental for us ways of writing music.
What brought about the change?
That's a good question. I think all of the being a band and traveling and trying to do that thing for us was starting to just lend itself to the same thing. We couldn't experiment in the ways that we wanted to when we were gone all the time. We pretty much had to have a show the way we did it and do it over and over and over again in the same kind of way. So for us, staying home and not having to worry about those shows and the booking and the promotion and all of those kinds of things gave us the time and space and the freedom to start to move around a little bit. And as well, I think collaboration has been really great for us developing a different kind of sound, because we come up with an idea and try it with some dancers or try it with some interactive film or, you know, different things are doing at shows, and it has an influence on what kind of music you're making.
So speaking of collaborations, this show Friday night at Syntax Psychic Opera, which is on South Broadway in Denver.
Yeah.
New venue.
It's a new venue. It's a really beautiful space. It's kind of built like a vintage cabaret theater with the red velvet curtains, and it's very like old timey dinner style theater. And so we did this is part two of a 2-part series. We had part one just 3 weeks ago at that same venue. Part one was called The Launch, and this show will be called The Landing. And we've got, it's kind of a variety show. We've got a great comedian, Kristen Rand, and her friends doing some sketch comedy, and our friends Decker from Arizona. And then we'll play a set as well and incorporate some weirdness, and it'll be a really good night.
That's right. We describe this show, both of these shows, our one show, part one and part two, described as neo-post-Western dinner mystery sci-fi. Thriller sci-fi.
Dream sequence.
Yes, that's what we're doing here.
The first one, there was a lot of puppets and a mime and some guest conductors that conducted. We had a guest cellist, Phil Norman, who's no stranger to Boulder, who was part of the show. So it was a lot of fun, and that was part one, and then this part two will kind of close out our whole Indiegogo campaign for raising money for the new album. And
And we'll talk about that, but I want to get back to the collaboration, because it doesn't sound like you guys do a lot of collaboration with other people. Musically, the collaboration, is it within the band or with outside artists?
Most of the collaboration going on has been interdisciplinary, actually. So either working with film or working with dancers. We've had quite a bit of working with dancers or actors,
sculptors.
Uh-huh. Oh, very cool. So the performance art really is a big part of the band.
It shows up in different ways. Yeah, with the sculptor, she had built a fox that moved, and she wrote music to go with the story, and we rode along with her, and so the fox would gallop, and we would play.
Mm-hmm. I think, though, that the collaboration definitely starts within the band, and that's part of why we kind of call collaboration to us, is because it's a very like shared creative process within the band, and then I think that happens externally as well. And also, Denver is just thriving right now with creative energy and lots of wonderful people doing amazing things, and so there's definitely a synergistic wave happening that we just get to ride on.
It's a great time to do it, yeah. Yeah. And it starts within the band, but also when you're working with people, especially in different disciplines, you find yourself doing things that you never would have thought of before, and that is really fun.
Sounds very exciting. Let's get back to the music, and there's a couple more songs coming up.
Great.
Yeah, we're gonna do one now called Ruby Hill.
You on mute?
Here I am.
There you are.
I was going up Ruby Hill, got a flat, walked it back. I was right in the edge of the blue and the black. I rely on my instinct and try not to think all the time. It's a part of a larger design. You cast a spell, put on a show, disappear into a black hole, and I can't stand the thought of you crying alone. But I'm afraid to be near you, 'cause your mind disappear through a hole in the sky without saying that we
songs that we play may or may not have meaning and scatter away.
beautiful.
Thank you.
This is Cabaret on KGNU. You're listening to Chimney Choir, our guest tonight. I wasn't going to screw that up again. And they're playing at Syntax Psychic Opera in Denver on Friday night. And they've been writing. You've written all your new songs. All these songs tonight have not been recorded, correct?
Right, that is correct.
And you're getting ready to go into the studio, and you've mentioned the Indiegogo campaign. Can you talk a little, what's it like now for a band to record and to raise money, what gave you the idea to go public, basically?
We just didn't think about it for a long time. We were just absorbed in creating things and trying different ways of creating, experimenting a bit, and then all of a sudden it became clear that something has to be done with all this stuff because there's just getting to be more and more and more of it.
Plus, we want to try a different approach because in the past when we've gone to record, it's been a lot of scratch tracks on a laptop and then working with friends to do it. Or we did a live album at one point, but we've never really gone and done like the traditional studio album, you know. So it felt like about time, and we had so much new music and probably more to come before. So it just felt like the right time.
And how would somebody find the site or the page? Or
just chimneychoir.com. It has all the Indiegogo information. They can just go on. We made a little video. We actually have a couple videos up there.
The fundraiser is called Chimney Choir's Dream Album. It's up on Indiegogo, and it runs from now until November 2nd, I believe, or November 1st. We're looking to escape for 10 days to the mountains to a recording studio and dig in to our new material. Really excited about it.
Do you know which studio you're recording at yet? Have you planned that far in advance?
We have looked. It's a place outside of Colorado Springs. I won't give away too much.
But
it's in the mountains.
Great. We have a couple minutes before you need to start singing again. Tell me on this last two songs, I heard tons of different influences. Can you just talk a little bit about your influences and where you get your inspiration from?
Yeah, definitely. Lately, it's been really fun to take some kind of electronic music composition techniques and apply them to songs. My favorite thing about it is that you can compose with randomness and taking two completely different pieces of music and, you know, putting them on top of each other and seeing what happens and then writing based on that. So, certainly that the very last one we played, it was a really simple idea to begin with. And then it was kind of an experiment to see how much you can extract out of over and over and over again. And then just playing the different things on top of that. Where the one before, Ruby Hill, was kind of a cowboy ballad. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. It was a bit of an experiment with the middle part of it, kind of writing a part out on the piano and then making it for banjo and violin, you know, left hand, right hand kind of a thing, and playing with that. That song, the melody, it was one of those melodies that come up when you're in the shower, and was completely finished by the time getting out of the shower.
Good echo in the shower.
Yeah, exactly. Something. Yeah, you're just like unabashed, singing with your whole heart.
Carl, right?
Yeah.
The wine bottle.
The wine bottle. Yeah. I teach a high school class here in Boulder at New Vista, where we all bang on a lot of the junk that you've been hearing, and sort of as a group building exercise. But at the school, they tell me not to bring glass, obviously, because broken glass, and that we'd get in trouble there. So I left my wine bottle that I use with Chimney Choir at home. But luckily enough, here at the studio, you guys had a wine bottle left over, and so it's been saving the day.
So it's our wine bottle.
It's your wine bottle.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to ask if you use red or white.
I think red has a better resonance.
There you go. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah. So.
Okay, Chimney Choir, KGNU Cabaret. Thank you.
next to me. I got the secret recipe underneath the stone, down in the lonely catacomb. Sit right next to me. I got the secret recipe underneath the stone, down in the lonely catacomb. Sit right next to me. I got the secret recipe underneath the stone, down in the lonely catacomb. Sit right next to me. I got the secret recipe underneath the stone, down in the lonely catacomb. Down in the lonely catacomb. Down in the lonely catacomb. Down in the lonely catacomb.
Whoa. That was called Motion, and we have we just made a crazy video of that song in the mountains outside of Boulder in Coal Creek Canyon. Partially,
we filmed it with our good friend Sarah Magazine, and it's a psychedelic Western showdown. So if anyone wants to check out that music video, just go to the webpage. It's a lot of fun. We got a lot of support from the folks at the Union Pacific Railroad in Coal Creek Canyon, because we had about 20 seconds to dodge a train when it came down to it. I don't know if I should be saying this on the radio.
we had adventures, and they we thought they would kick us out, but they just told us to be careful, which was awesome.
And we were.
There's a saying, when you're recording outside, the rooster crows at the exact right time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's true.
We're going to do a nice campfire song now. And actually, this is about all we had planned, so we're going to come up with something else when this is done.
On the spot. This one's called On a Friend.
An outro. I just don't trust this tuner.
If anybody out there... Well, David's tuning, and Boulder is listening. Just one reminder, we have the show coming up on Friday, the 24th at Syntac Physic Opera on South Broadway in Denver, and it'll be a lot of fun.
And we argue and we worry. Until we fall in love again. And again, never. Turn the page, you turn the corner. Still, you never turn your back on a friend, on a friend, on a friend.
All right, you guys figure out what you're going to play next, and I'm going to thank you, Chimney Choir, for coming into Cabaret tonight on KGNU in Boulder and Denver. My name's Andy. I was your host tonight. Hope you enjoyed the music and the conversation. Don't forget they're playing Friday night at Syntax Physic Opera on South Broadway in Denver. And also check out their Indiegogo campaign on their website, chimneychoir.com, right?
Yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. Good.
Thanks for having us, Andy. This has been a blast.
It's my pleasure. It was fun.
And thanks to George for making it the best sound experience in the world. I highly recommend coming down to the Cabaret. All right, we're going to do one more. This song was written on David's birthday in the middle of Nevada in the desert.
The song is called Paradise Valley. And this song only has one word. Because there's only one word in Paradise Valley, and that word is woe.
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 goodbye, sweet rose. You gotta die all alone. Before we go our separate ways, there's a couple of things I gotta
Cabaret. It is 8 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. Please stay tuned for Corriente after this programming announcement.
How are collective and personal narratives revised? Do we need a new vocabulary? On the next Alternative Radio, tune in for feminist author Rebecca Solnit on Making and Breaking Stories. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday evening at 6, right here on Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the 12th Annual Moab Folk Festival. The Moab Folk Festival takes place from November 7th through 9th in Moab, Utah, and includes performances by Richard Thompson, Ellis with Moores and McCumber, John Fulbright, Shook Twins, and many more. For information, go to www.moabfolkfestival.com.
Guardo tu espejo tus cigarros, donde guardo tu sueño tras de mí, donde guardo tu aroma, tus enfados y tu loca carrera por vivir, donde guardo tu nombre de mar que de tarde me busca y me vuelve a encontrar, donde guardo tantos años, tantos sueños que no fueron más allá. Tu eterna discusión, tu silencio, tus cuentas, tu esperanza, la distancia que de pronto nos perdió. ¿Dónde guardo tu azúcar, tu sal, que me ha dado y robado de pronto la paz? ¿Dónde guardo tantos años, tantos sueños que no fueron más allá? Tantos sueños que no fueron más allá.
Soy